Hi, it's Amy Newmark, and this week I'm presenting to you three of my favorite episodes about The Spirit of America, which is a book that we published a couple of years ago, but which Target has chosen to feature in this period heading up to the 4th of July.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. It's Thoughtful Thursday, and today I want to share my own story from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America. The story is called In Hot Water, and it's about how lucky we are to live in a first world country, especially the USA. The story starts with me in the middle of the Peruvian highlands in the Andes. I was standing in a little shack where a local artisan was selling ceramic pitchers he had baked in a wood-fired kiln. And I was asking if one of these handmade creations was dishwasher safe. Yeah, I was a total idiot. The artisan and the tour guide looked at me, confused. I had asked if I could wash a pitcher. Of course I could wash them. Why would I think they weren't washable? The whole concept of a dishwasher completely eluded them. I realized my mistake immediately, and I bought two ceramic pitchers, and I reminded myself that 90% of the world does not have a dishwasher and has never heard of such a thing. Now, this was back in 2003 in an area of Peru where the vast majority of the tourists were hikers, and that's why I was there. Most of the local residents lived in one-room houses with no electricity and just a fire pit for cooking. Toilets were holes in the ground. But everyone had food and shelter and clothing. Everyone was friendly. And there was no crime at all against tourists. And the children were so inspiring. They wore these neat school uniforms, and they walked miles back and forth to school each day through these steep foothills. The people seemed happy and productive and healthy. They did not need dishwashers. No one really needs a dishwasher. Life there was simpler, more grounded, more self-sufficient. It made me feel overprivileged. I've traveled all over the world since I was a kid, from highly developed countries in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East, to third world countries in South America, Central America, and Africa. I made a list while I was writing the script for this podcast, and I've visited 42 countries so far, some of them for weeks or even months, some for just a day, and some of them more than once. They've all been beautiful and exotic and fascinating. And they've all opened my mind and made me aware how fortunate I am to live in the United States. We don't have to go through armed border crossings to drive from one state to another. But if you go down to Mexico or Chile, you will. We can move freely about our vast country without government interference. We can live and work wherever we want. We can go to college even if our parents did not. Women have mostly equal rights. And we don't wake up every morning wondering what danger the day will bring to us. Nothing beats the USA for standard of living, for freedom of choice, for ease of movement, and above all, for the opportunity to prosper. I think that one of the best things I did for my kids as they were growing up was taking them on as many trips to third world countries as possible. That travel opened their eyes to how privileged they were. Now, we have friends who have spent years attaining their U.S. citizenship, but I was born to it due to the hard work of my great-grandparents. They were the ones who saved up their money and boarded boats and took off with nothing in their pockets for very uncertain new lives in America. I have a great-grandfather who came over from Russia. He started out selling tea from a pushcart, and he ended up owning a small chain of furniture stores in Boston. I have another great-grandfather who came over here from Lithuania via England and who ran a commercial laundry in Harlem. His son went into real estate, and that son's son became a Harvard-educated lawyer, my father. All eight of my great-grandparents arrived with nothing after leaving countries that offered them no opportunity to live and prosper. And here, they were able to work hard and be rewarded for that hard work. So, we are the lucky ones. We get to enjoy all the American privileges and freedoms. And every single morning, I stand in the shower and I think about those Andean highlands in Peru, where the people live with little in the way of modern conveniences. And I am grateful every single morning for my shower with its unlimited hot water, my clean towels, and all of the luxury of the way that we live. And I think about those kids walking miles to go to school as I get in my car and I drive to work. My ancestors could have moved anywhere, but they moved here. And therefore, I get to be an American, and it's not something I take for granted. In our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America, we have plenty of stories from immigrants talking about how lucky they feel to finally be here and to have attained their citizenship. In our next podcast, you'll meet Dean Karnazes, who is one crazy American, and he happens to be the offspring of Greek immigrants. Dean is one of the most famous runners in the world, and we're going to talk about how he ran 50 marathons in 50 states in 50 consecutive days. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. I'd love it if you would help me spread the word by telling your friends. And you can also go to our iTunes page and write a review of the podcast. And if you'd like to learn more about our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America, which I consider to be an antidote to all of this election year negativity, please go to our website, chickensoup.com.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.